This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Yes, I say, come on over, baby. Baby, you can't go wrong. We ain't faking. Whole lot of shaking going on. Well, I say, come on over, baby. We got chicken in the corner.
Jerry Lee Lewis for you there on a Monday morning. Wow, the week before the election. Can you believe it? Are you getting excited? Good morning and welcome to Freedom Works, the Paul Molloy Show. I am Paul Molloy, and along with my buddy Big Ed Davis, thank you for joining us. It's Monday, October the 26th. Wow. In a few minutes, Mike Twitty, the Pinellas County property appraiser, will be on with us. He is in a bid for a second term. We're going to talk with Mike about, hey, the job itself, the property appraiser job, who he's running against, what he's going to do differently, if anything, if he wins again. So stay tuned for that. And as mentioned, we're in the final week before the big election. So the question is, how are Florida and the rest of the so-called battleground states trending in the Trump-Biden joust? How are they doing? We're going to get some perspective on all of that from the proprietor of the Barber Pole, Andrew Cerasi. So stay tuned for that. And by the way, tonight, Amy Coney Barrett is set to become the next Supreme Court Justice. Hopefully she will be confirmed in her own eyes. That vote in the Senate taking place tonight. But the Democrats are stalling the whole thing. They're doing everything they can to tug back on it, so we're going to take a look at their game as well. And in our ultimate top 10, we have a good one. If you listen to our show on Friday, we gave you the most hated states in America, the most hated. So turnabout being fair played today, the top 10 most liked, beloved states in America. By the way, Freedom Works, we are sponsored in part by Andrew's Master Barbershop. You guys, the best hair cutter in Tampa Bay, Andrew's Master Barbershop. It's in Dunedin, in the Overcash Plaza, just north of State Road 580 Main Street on Overcash Drive. Also, don't forget Good Morning America. They come just before our show. He brings
Clay
in.
Water.
He brings in. Did I say America again? Thank you. I keep saying Good Morning America. I'm going to ask Paul and Tracy to change their name to Good Morning America. So, you know, they're talking about all things across the country. But it's Good Morning Clearwater, Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 a.m. here on the Tantalk Radio Network. By the way, those of you watching the show, look at the banner behind us, huh? That's Tracy Allen doing that. Isn't that beautiful? I'm so pleased. And by the way, they can create some beautiful posters for you if you need any. For your business, for yourself. They also create flyers, banners, anything like that, you know. Trump signs. I'm sure they'll create Biden signs. You want a George Washington sign? How about an Eisenhower sign? They'll create anything for you. All right. Well, right now, Trump is like the Energizer Bunny. He is stumping in Pennsylvania. And where's Biden? Is Biden stumping anywhere? Trump's back-to-back rallies in Allentown, Lititz, and Martinsburg, Pennsylvania come just 8 days before the big day. An average of polls by Real Clear Politics shows Joe Biden has a national lead, although in the key battleground states, it's tighter. So you got to win the key states. You don't have to win the popular vote. That's what Trump did last time against Hillary. He didn't, according to the total vote, he didn't win the popular vote. But he won pretty handily in the Electoral College.
Biden will be here Thursday.
Joe Biden will be here on Thursday.
He's going to visit the villages again.
Joe Biden.
Yeah.
He's going to retire to the Villages again, is what you're trying to say, don't you?
Maybe we convince him.
Yeah.
Better watch out for those runaway golf carts.
I was going to say, he might get run over by a golf cart. Intentionally. That's the problem in the Villages for anybody that is a Biden supporter, I guess. Although there are some Biden supporters in the Villages.
Yeah, there are a few.
Oh, sure.
Both of them.
So here we are with Trump all over the place. And what is Biden doing? Well, the Biden campaign has not released a former vice president's schedule for the day. That means he's sleeping in. He is sleeping in. Now, why is Trump in Pennsylvania? Well, it's a critical battleground state. Trump narrowly won that against Hillary. But right now, again, the average of polls, Real Clear Politics, gives Biden a 5 percentage point lead, if you believe the polls. Now, in the debate, and most recently, Biden is trying to defend the fact that he says he won't stop fracking. He won't stop fracking. And Trump says, oh, yes, he will. Yes, he will. And they go back and forth on that. Then Biden says, well, actually, I won't permit it on federal land, but I will allow it on private property, you know. And then he tries to say that we eventually have to get off of oil altogether, and he's got a big plan to do it. But in Pennsylvania, they're not thinking about, you know, 35 or 40 years down the road. They're thinking about right now. So that may help Trump. The vice president will be traveling, I guess, to Minnesota. Okay, he's going to go to Hibbing, Minnesota for a campaign rally. I'm sorry, yes, the vice president. That's Pence. I keep thinking the vice president here is Biden. It's going to be Pence. So what's Biden going to do? Is he going to sleep in again? And where will he be this week?
Well, he's got Obama hooping for him, too. Obama's going to be in Orlando on Wednesday.
In fact, Obama's already been here because they think they have a chance to win.
Is that what that smell was?
Obama?
Yeah.
I don't know. What? Did you notice that they have a deal that you got to stay by your cars with Obama?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why? Really?
If you can't reach your car with your hand, they won't allow you to get out of your car. And it's like going to a drive-in. You remember the drive-in?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So they have to go in with their cars. And I was listening to Obama talk, and then every once in a while he would say something, and then you honk, honk, honk. You know, people would, like, reply with their horns.
Okay, so are they afraid of the virus? Is that what they don't want to get Obama sick?
I think that's
sick?
Exactly okay. Right. They're trying to take all protective measures. Okay. And they didn't pan the parking lot, but I wonder what was playing on the screen behind him.
Something from Looney Tunes. Who knows?
Okay. You know, maybe. I thought it might have been It Came From Outer Space. Do you remember that great movie, It Came From Outer Space?
Three Stooges, something. I don't know.
Okay. So Obama's doing more speeches and stumping than Biden. I'm wondering about Biden's health. I really am. He would be out more, I think, if he had more energy. But we'll find out. We got a week to go. So we're going to take our break. When we come back, we are going to talk with Pinellas County Appraiser Mike Twitty.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey guys, Andrew's Master Barber Shop is open for business. The best hair cutter in Tampa Bay, standing ready to make you look like a million. But you'll need to call to grab a time that's right for you. So call 733-3773. That's 733-3773. And then get ready for a treat. No waiting, beautiful, clean, and safe facilities. The best haircut you'll ever experience and a great price. You can't ask for more, guys. That's Andrew's Master Barbershop in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. Call 733-3773. That's 733-3773.
Hi, this is Jay Leno.
Hey, this is Ted Nugent.
Hi, everybody. This is David Hobbs.
Hi, this is Bob Marshall.
Hey, this is Danny the Count Coker.
Hey, this is comedian, author, and most importantly, vintage race car driver Adam Carolla.
Hi, this is Shirley Cha-Cha Muldowney.
I'm John Forrest.
Hey, this is Jack Roush.
And you're listening to Nostalgic Radio and Cars.
That's Nostalgic Radio and Cars with the most fascinating and legendary names in motorsports every Tuesday from 7 to 8 p.m. right here on the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Listen to the latest pet trends with benefits on the Pet Buzz every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. Join pet trendologist Charlotte Reed and veterinarian Dr. Michael Fleck as they talk all things pets. From animal health and wellness, money-saving tips, celebrity gossip, breaking news, and more. Their expert guests are in the know and in the now. To learn more about this unique program and its hosts, tune in to the show on the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, we are back on a Monday. 1 week and 1 day before the big vote, right? Kind of exciting, I would say. And we're delighted to have Mike Twitty, who is also running. He's running for Pinellas County Property Appraiser. He's actually running for his second term. He reads running against Democrat Trevor Mallory. And we have a chance to talk with Mike a little bit. Delighted to have you on Freedom Works. Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Our pleasure. First of all, before we get started into some of the things you want to do if you win a second term, let's talk a little bit about the actual job. A lot of people are probably a little vague about what does a property appraiser actually do?
Sure. And there is quite a bit of confusion about that, because oftentimes I'm referred to as the tax collector, and that is a completely different role. So the elected property appraiser, which is different than what we call a fee appraiser out in the private sector doing appraisal work for mortgage transactions, the things that, you know, most of our citizens see every day and they're dealing with to arrive at market value. In the property appraiser's office, we deal with we value every property in the entire county as of an effective date of January 1 each year, and that's for tax roll purposes only. So we're trying to arrive at value, be fair and equitable across the board to equalize assessments, and then that data is used to multiply against taxing rates that are set by your taxing authorities, which are your cities, counties, and school board, et cetera. And then that's how you arrive at a tax bill, ultimately.
So right. It's I noticed
two-part equation.
Mm-hmm. I'll get my real estate tax bill, and there'll be an appraisal of my house on there, right?
Right. Well, actually, you'll get what's called the Notice of Proposed Property Taxes from our office in August each year. And it's also referred to as a trim notice, the truth and millage statement. So that's a disclosure statement showing where we valued your property, any exemptions that apply to that property or to you personally. And then it also shows the taxing authorities and what their proposed millage rates are, whether they accept the budget or roll it back to the prior year's budget.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, and then that information is used that the public has an opportunity, if they have an issue with their value or with where the rates are set by the taxing authorities, they have recourse to come back and meet with our office, go to the taxing authorities, to their budget hearing meetings. They can petition us at the Value Adjustment Board. So there are remedies there for the public to have their voice heard.
Do you get quite a few people that push back on the appraisal of their property?
We usually get a couple thousand petitions a year.
Mm-hmm.
But that's out of 450,000 parcels.
So how many people do you have on staff as Pinellas County Property Appraiser? How many people work in that department?
Sure. Right now we have about 128. And we're located, we've got four different locations where we serve the public from a walk-in standpoint. But about 50 of those staff members are appraisers.
So how do they appraise a house? Let's just say a common house in Clearwater somewhere. Mm-hmm. Do they actually go and look at that house each year for the appraisal, or do they rely on some other things I mean, I just can't see everybody's place being reappraised every year, you know, on foot. How does that work?
Yes. So statutorily, we are required to put eyes on or review based on aerials every 5 years, every parcel. But we adjust the values every single year. So what we're doing is we're trying to follow the condition of the property each and every year. Our biggest trigger for that is permits and sales.
Mm-hmm.
So we try to put eyes on each property that has significant permit activity or sale activity in a given year.
Right.
So that's what we do within that five-year cycle. We're looking at those, and then we're backfilling any of those other properties that we need to put our eyes on in order to meet our five-year cycle.
We're talking with Mike Twitty. He is the Pinellas County property appraiser, running for a second term against Democrat Trevor Mallory. And by the way, Mike spent almost 30 years, weren't you, Mike, as a real estate appraiser? Close to it.
I was. I was in the private sector, you know, well, for 26, 27 years prior to coming into elected office. You know, that gave me great, great background for what I do today. Whenever you're dealing with, you know, a team of 50-plus appraisers, it's really helpful if you actually are an appraiser, because you have to understand how they think, how appraisal theory works, know our geography. I am a lifelong resident here in Pinellas County, born and raised, so very passionate about our area and what it has to offer and our great quality of life here. So,
right.
So I'm really honored to be able to serve in this role. Rather than when I was in the private sector, I was effectively serving, you know, one client at a time. And now I look at all the citizens of Pinellas as my clients.
Right.
So I really enjoy that.
Now, there are two related referendums, I guess, or exemption-related amendments on our ballot coming up this a week from Tuesday. Can you explain these two amendments? I think they're Amendment 5 and 6. Tell us a little bit about your feelings on them, if you could.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, both are effectively related to property tax exemptions. So Amendment 5, and I'm particularly proud of this one because I actually was the catalyst for this one making it to the ballot. This was something that I saw that was going to be an issue before I was elected in 2016. And had, you know, it was one of the things I had stumped on during that election cycle, and was able to successfully get quality sponsorship from Jeff Brandis, our senator here locally in the south part of the county, along with several legislators on the House side carried it. It took us 3 years to get it across the goal line.
So what is the amendment? What's Amendment 5?
Yes, so Amendment 5 is related to taking your Save Our Homes benefit from one homesteaded property to the next, carrying that with you. So when you get your trim notice from us, you'll see a just market value and you'll see an assessed value. The difference between those two effectively forms an additional exemption that many people don't even realize they have. But what happens is you only have a limited period of time to port or transfer that difference from one homestead to the next. Well, the Constitution reads that you have two tax years to do so. Well, tax years are calendar years, so they always start on a January 1. Problem comes in, those 2 years, you cannot truly receive a full 2 years to do so unless you sell right at the beginning of a year.
Right.
If you sell at the end of
a
year.
So it's a timing issue.
Yes, you already earned a year.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Yeah.
So what we've tried to do here is restore what we believe the voters' perception was when they voted for portability back in 2008. They thought they were going to have at least 2 years to make this transfer. And unfortunately, people are having as short as a year and a day, which is problematic. It's forcing a lot of people to lose that benefit.
So when they jump from one house with the exemption to a new house that had the exemption, they're not going to lose any money. That's kind of what you're doing here, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Now,
we're trying to keep those people from making a misstep. That
sounds like
money.
I think you're going to get a huge vote in favor of that. Then tell us about Amendment 6.
So Amendment 6 is to benefit the surviving spouses of our combat disabled veterans age 65 and over. So this one is really closing a loophole. Legislatively, it was just a little gap there because our other Veterans disability exemptions carry over to the surviving spouse. And this one particular one did not.
Mm-hmm.
So this one really kind of closes that loophole and allows them, those surviving spouses, to receive that benefit.
Now, what exactly is it that they are not getting right now, that Amendment 6?
Yeah, the surviving spouse does not get to carry it forward, when their veteran is deceased.
Carry one forward.
Correct.
No. What are they carrying forward?
I'm sorry. So they are carrying forward the exemption that the veteran received, which is based, it's tied to their percentage of disability. So if a veteran was 70% combat disabled and age 65 plus, they would, and determined by the Department of Veteran Affairs, they would qualify for a 70% tax exemption on their real estate.
Okay, so it's a tax exemption that carries forward after the veteran has passed away to the spouse. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay.
That is correct.
Got it. Well, I would think both of these are pretty, I don't know, but I think both of them have a real good chance. Now, do you have to get 60% or is it just 51% or whatever to, on these referendums?
It is 60%, supermajority. Okay. So, but they did both of these passed unanimously in the Florida House and Senate.
Yeah.
So they were well received.
They'll have a good chance. Again, we're talking with Mike Twitty. He's running for a second term as Pinellas County Property Appraiser. So, Mike, what do you say are your accomplishments in your first term?
Other than
getting these things on the ballot like this.
Sure. Well, I've taken a very, pro-consumer protection stance within the office. So I'm fiscally conscious. I've been able to save, over $1.5 million from my budget over my first term. We've built a lot of tools to benefit our citizens that are now out there to help with consumer protection. We built what we think is the best tax estimator that is available on our website. It gets about 10,000 runs per month. It really helps our new buyers so that they don't get that shell shock when they find out what their taxes are going to be compared to what the prior owner's taxes were.
Oh, I see.
The difference in the Save Our Homes cap.
It gives you an idea ahead of time of what you're going to be, what your real estate tax bill might look like.
Correct. Okay. Correct. There was a lot of misinformation floating around out there, or some people just weren't finding out. So we've spent a lot of time working with our real estate professionals and built this tool to make it very easy to get a good estimate and know where you would stand in the year following your acquisition of a new home.
So what are you going to be trying to accomplish if you get reelected?
Well, we have a new website that we've been working on for about the last 18 months that we think will be the best in the state, if not the country, that will be packed full of more tools to help our citizens and our area real estate and professionals to conduct business and help our consumers on a daily basis. That's a big thing. It will also incorporate all of the applications to really help and make sure that our citizens don't miss any exemptions they may qualify for. It will effectively hold their hand through that process. We'll continue our outreach that we've already expanded considerably, our education and outreach. We did over 150 events over our first term. And we, our big thing is looking for smart solutions to things, such as the 3-year portability issue with the Save Our Homes benefit. So I like taking a proactive approach and looking for smart solutions within our county here. We have issues coming ahead, obviously, with COVID-19 impacts to property values. We've got flood insurance premium rises that could impact property values. So I'm working on all of those issues and trying to, we want to obviously make this our tax base solid here and stable, but we need to protect our citizens at the same time and find a proper balance.
Right. And finally, I think you're a musician, are you not?
I am. I've been doing that, now for over 30 years. I play guitar and sing.
Aha! So if you lose this election, Could you use this as an opportunity to start a new career in the music business, or what?
I don't know if that's where I would take it. I've actually been in the music business in
the past,
so I have played semi-professionally for a long time. And both of my sons are musicians as well. So when you put us all together, we can actually form a whole band.
Wow! How many sons? Two?
I have two.
Okay, so you could be a trio. Do you guys actually go around doing things now together for people?
We do. We usually do it together for different benefits and charitable organizations. Uh-huh. One thing we always really enjoy each year is for the Lift Academy in Seminole. It's an autistic school that goes K through university, and we do their Christmas show each year.
Oh,
and that's a blast to play for all the kids.
And it's wonderful. Yeah. Good of you to do it too. I want to thank you, Mike. It's been a great. I've enjoyed very much talking with you about it. I want to wish you the very best, and thank you for coming on Freedom Works.
Not a problem, and I appreciate you all having me. You all have a great day.
Same to you.
Thank you.
All right. Mike Twitty, running again for Pinellas County Property Appraiser. We are going to take our break. When we come back, the man with the barber pole, I think he's over at an early voting spot. Andrew Ceresi is going to be with us. We'll talk a little bit about what's going on this 1 week before the election. It must stand down.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey guys, Andrew's Master Barber Shop is open for business. The best hair cutter in Tampa Bay, standing ready to make you look like a million. But you'll need to call to grab a time that's right for you. So call 733-3773. That's 733-3773. And then get ready for a treat. No waiting, beautiful, clean, and safe facilities. The best haircut you'll ever experience, and a great price. You can't ask for more, guys. That's Andrew's Master Barbershop in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. Call 733-3773. That's 733-3773.
It's a beautiful morning.
Hi, I'm Paul Allen, and I'm the host of Good Morning Clearwater. We are found right here on the Tantalk Network, 1340 AM and 106.1 FM, Monday through Friday, 8 AM to 10 AM. We will concentrate on Pinellas County and focus on Clearwater and Clearwater Beach. Weather, traffic, local and national current events, sports, trivia contests, and plenty of giveaways. We want to show the world why Clearwater Beach was voted number one beach in America. Listen up every Monday through Friday, 8 AM to 10 AM to Good Morning Clearwater.
Are you a writer, inventor? Do you have questions about your intellectual property rights? Well, tune in every Tuesday and Thursday morning at 11 o'clock for Joy on Paper. Once a month, I will have a special guest, the writer's legal eagle, Bill Larson of Larson & Larson, who can answer your questions. Protect your valuable work. Email me your questions to patsy.radio@gmail.com and then listen in every Tuesday and Thursday at 11 a.m. right here on Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network. That's patsy.radio@gmail.com.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Blue Monday, how are you, Blue Monday? We are back on a non-Blue Monday, actually. Very exciting. It's a beautiful day here in Tampa Bay. Weather finally starting to change a little bit. It's not as coolish as I'd like it to be, but we're getting there. Delighted to have back the proprietor of the barber pole, Andrew Ceresi. And Andrew, I take it you're over at the early voting facility in Palm Harbor. What you doing there?
Well, I'm over here at the Palm Harbor early voting facility, and you know what? I'm stumping for Trump over here, and I'm seeing the reactions on all these people that are. It's amazing the early outcome of voters that are coming here. And I'll tell you what, from the reaction I'm seeing, my man is on the way, brother.
Is he? So tell us, okay, you're there. Are there a lot of people coming in to early vote?
Oh, Paul, they're coming in like crazy. They're flocking in like, I'm not going to say sheep because they're not all Biden people.
Okay.
So I can't say they're flocking in like sheep.
No,
they're
you can't.
There's a few sheep, don't get me wrong. But there's the people who are voting here, man. You can tell this is a very, very important election. People are out voting because I don't think they want the socialism going on in the country. And you know what? They've got so many Biden signs left over because nobody wanted them. They're giving them away free. You can come and get them. They got them all four corners. Get your Biden signs.
Really?
Yeah, I want to take a couple home, but my dog goes outside. He's not paper trained. But yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's amazing to see the people that are coming out here, Paul. You know, I think the people are worried about what's happening to this country. And Donald Trump has done a great job for 4 years, and four more years, maybe we'll get it straightened out. I've been asking the people if anybody's seen Joe Biden lately, because I understand he's taking a 9-day vacation again.
Yes, he is. He's not.
He must be visiting Hunter over in they probably got him in some drug rehab. And I'm trying to undercut the big guy over here. I told him I'm going to work for 8% instead of 10%.
Well, that
I'm
would
a little
be,
bit cheaper, yeah.
Yeah, he might take you up on. Now, are you physically outside the building?
I'm physically outside the building, Paul, looking at the people standing in line. They're very quiet.
Now,
I'm the only one making noise here, Paul.
No kidding.
Pardon?
Yeah. Can you give me an estimate of how many people are standing in line?
Paul, there's just probably a couple hundred.
Really?
Going around. Yeah, 150, 200 people. No question.
Okay, now, I know it's impossible for you to tell me, because nobody really knows, but you say it looks like it's mostly pro-Trump. I mean, how do you...
The people that are going by, you can tell the reactions, because I'm sitting there holding up a Trump sign. You got a couple people that...
They're
no big deal to me. They don't bother me.
All right.
They don't bother me. I'm stomping for Trump. I've been doing this since 2016. You know that.
I do.
And we're waiting him to get reelected again, and I see a landslide coming, Paul.
You do indeed. You still see it. Now, the battleground states include Florida, Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania. Those are the ones, I guess, that people will be keeping. And Ohio.
And, you know, Paul, and they're coming in strong. I'll tell you what, this election is big, and people are fed up with what they see going on. I mean, come on. How can they have a guy that wants to be president? You got to have somebody change his defense for him. Give me a break.
Yes, indeed. I guess poor Joe made another... first of all, he's in this...
I know what you're going to tell me.
Well, I don't know. There's a couple. There's so many. But the one I was going to tell you about is that he's backed himself into a corner about fracking. He clearly said he wants to end fracking. You can go back and look at tapes. Then he said he never said it. Then when confronted, he said, "Well, what I meant was no fracking on federal land." So he's going back and forth. And
right,
I mean,
Paul, you know,
go ahead. Yeah,
he's got dementia going on. He doesn't know what he's saying. Mm-hmm. One minute he says one thing, another minute he says that guy doesn't know where he is.
Yes.
He's a refried bean.
Yeah, he has made a couple of more.
Did you hear the gaffe he made the other day? He says that the Democrats got the biggest thing of election fraud going on, man.
Yeah, that's exactly right. He says,
well,
in fact, I got the quote here. Let me just find it, because it is kind of cool here. He says,
only in America will people vote for somebody that talks like that.
I want to quote Joe. Joe says his team has created, quote, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics. He says,
you got to love the guy. He should have been a comedian is what he should have been.
Yeah, well, he is a comedian. We have put together...
I know that.
We have put together the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of... So there we go. Then he's got Hunter and himself. I guess, do you call it Hunter Incorporated or Joe Incorporated or Hunter and Joe?
The big guy on the roll.
The big guy.
The big guy's on the roll, is what we call it. But, you know, Hunter's missing now. They got him in a big drug rehab center somewhere. We're probably all paying for it, you know? We're going to help Hunter out, see if we can straighten him out.
You know, seriously, why, if they're so lily-white on this, why doesn't Joe have his son Hunter come out, take questions, respond to all of this, tell everybody that his father has nothing to do with any of this, but he's not going to come out. Joe is not going to respond.
Well, the nut don't fall far from the tree. Biden's hiding, and so is Hunter, man. They got him hiding so deep you can't find him. As a matter of fact, when I get done in this today, I'm getting on the stock market, and I'm going to buy all I can in Kimberly Clark, because, you know, they produce Kleenex. There's going to be a lot of crying on November the 4th, buddy.
A
lot of crying.
We're talking with the Master Barber. Tonight, Andrew, Amy Coney Barrett is probably going to be confirmed for Supreme Court justice, although the Democrats are pulling back as... trying to slow this whole process down. Is that going to be do you think her ascending to the Supreme Court going to be a factor at all in the election on Tuesday?
Paul, you know what? Everybody's got their minds made up. All their minds have been made up. Okay, Amy Coney Barron is going to do nothing but help this country. She's a great woman. She's smart. She's honest. You know, but now you see, listen, even Dianne Feinstein liked her. Come on.
Yeah, well, at one point.
And Dianne Feinstein likes her. You got to know she's got to be good because that woman don't like nobody. She don't even like dogs. She don't even like dogs. Uh-huh. Come on.
So, Pinellas County, I mean, just judging by the number of people that are voting early, sounds like we are going to have a huge turnout overall. What do you think?
No question about it, Paul. I think this is going to be the biggest turnout in voter history, probably in the history of this country. Well, Paul, they know this is only two ways, Paul. It's either freedom in America or socialism in America. And if the people want socialism and communism, they need to move to Cuba. That's why all the Cubans moved here. Right?
Yeah, exactly. And
okay, so maybe we could do a swap and send these people back there, let them see what it's like.
Just to get a little taste of it. That's why Cubans are really a pro-Republican.
That's right.
You know, because they have tasted it in their families in Cuba.
That's right. You know, Paul, I'm the first generation born here. My kids are second. You know, they didn't know what my parents, why they came here, because it's washed away. But the Cubans, it's all new to them yet. They're still first-generation kids where their parents came over, and they understand what it's about.
Right.
My kids, they don't understand. They think everything is for free.
Yeah, that's kind of true within the younger set. You know, they're just kind of born into it. They don't know.
That's right. Mm-hmm. No question.
So Joe Biden, and we've said this on the show before, you don't really know where he stands on anything. He can switch like a weather vane. But he's got Kamala Harris. And the way I watched Joe Biden recently, and because he did show up somewhere, I think, in Pennsylvania or Delaware, he looks like he's about ready to be laid out in a casket. So
Right. I'm surprised he's standing, like you said.
Yeah. So
probably got braces on him, man, holding him up.
So there are odds in Las Vegas on whether or not if Biden becomes president, if he can serve out his term. And that means if he can't, we got Kamala Harris.
We better get on that one. He ain't going to make 6 weeks. They're going to be pulling the 25th Amendment on him. That's why they were checking it out. They want Kamala in there, Paul. Kamala, she's the one. She's so far to the left, man, she can't stay in a straight line, this woman.
Yeah, she is.
And we all know how she got where she went. I can't even talk about it. It's disgusting.
Well, she did a lot of activity back in California, I suppose. But she is so far left, she's considered even further left than Bernie Sanders.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
I mean, you got to go pretty far left to beat Bernie, buddy.
Indeed.
Yeah. I don't know how these guys... it's like I said, if they don't put term limits in there, at least put freaking age limits. Come on. Mm-hmm. I told you before, they retire airline pilots at 65. They should retire politicians no matter what at 65 and give them a little bit of the pension. Make them earn their pensions like we do. They got to be there so many years, not just 2 years and 4 years.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's very interesting. It's hard to argue for a retirement age for a congressman or a senator, I would think. Because what if they're in great shape and they're doing a wonderful job? I mean, is it fair to say you got to come out because you're?
But I want to know, Paul, if Biden doesn't make it through there, are we going to have to pay his tab at the nursing home? Is that the government tab? We're going to have to pay for that or what?
Yes, because he was vice president. Believe me, he is going to be able to get that kind of money for the rest of his life because he was vice president for 8 years.
I'm thinking maybe he thought Kamala was going to be his caregiver. I don't know.
Well, she might be for a while before, you know, before they slip something in the tea that they're giving him in the back room. And then
question about it, Paul. Yeah. I don't trust him as far as I could throw him.
Well, number one, I'm looking forward to being with you again a week from tomorrow because we are going to be at the Republican Club, the Pinellas County, North Pinellas County Republican Club, to talk about the election that day. Of course, we're going to have you on again tomorrow. And so overall, do you think the polls, Andrew, are going to start to finally, and I'm talking about the media polls.
Well, the polls are never going to change because they're going to keep lying. Just like they did in 2016. Hillary had 97% chance she was going to win. It's at the polls, Paul.
So you don't think like Real Clear Politics or any of those?
I don't think they're accurate at all, Paul. I think that Trump is going to swamp Florida, man. There's no question about it. I can't see how people can even vote for this guy.
Wow.
Everybody's reactions, you could tell.
Yep.
And the reactions of people coming in here, I see it, Paul.
Wow. Well, you are always an energetic omen. You're almost as energetic as Donald Trump, although I don't know if anybody in the world can be as energetic. You know, he's going to do four rallies in one day coming up here.
That guy could wear me out. I don't understand it, man. He could wear me out, Paul.
Yeah, he's amazing.
But I look at it, there's all stomping for Trump over here. I can tell you what.
Really?
I could tell you. Oh, I wish I could sit here and ask him for hands up how many are voting for who. It'd be a great picture to see, but
I bet.
We can't do that here, Paul. People probably be afraid to do it, too, you know, because of the reputations of things going on around here.
Yeah, you got to be kind of careful. Well, listen, you keep up the good fight and do not get hit by a beer truck down there.
I'll try not to, Paul. And may the Trump be with you, buddy.
All right, Andrew.
Take care.
We'll talk with you tomorrow.
All right, my friend. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You know, I think we're going to have to wait till November 3rd to see how much of this early voting is excited people to vote, or how much is people not wanting to go down there because of COVID, and people that are afraid of long lines on November 3rd.
Well, of course, if these people are out there now in a line, then I would think it's just that they want to get their vote in. It doesn't have much to do with COVID because they're lining up there, right? But mail-in, are a lot of people don't want the COVID thing, right?
Right, the mail-in too. But the six-foot rule, is they're enforcing that out there, so the lines look six times longer.
Yeah, but it sounds usual. Like, what did he say? A couple hundred people he thought were out there. That's pretty good.
So there's 6 feet apart, you know, that's a long line.
Yeah, that extends down to Manatee County, now that I think about it. That's a lot of people. All right, well, we're going to take our final break. And when we come back, what happened to our Rays last night? We're going to talk a little baseball. We're going to talk a little football. And we're going to have a top 10.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey guys, Andrew's Master Barber Shop is open for business. The best hair cutter in Tampa Bay, standing ready to make you look like a million. But you'll need to call to grab a time that's right for you. So call 733-3773. That's 733-3773. And then get ready for a treat. No waiting, beautiful, clean, and safe facilities. The best haircut you'll ever experience, and a great price. You can't ask for more, guys. That's Andrew's Master Barbershop in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. Call 733-3773. That's 733-3773.
I'm Mike Twitty, your Pinellas County property appraiser. Election Day is rapidly approaching, and I'm here to remind you to make a plan to vote if you haven't done so already. It has been my honor to serve as your property appraiser, and I look forward to continuing to work hard for sensible solutions to issues that trouble our county and state. As Pinellas County Property Appraiser, I will never give up the fight to protect our tax dollars and stand up for local homeowners and businesses. I would be honored to have your vote. Paid political advertisement paid for by in-kind by Terry Sofantinos. Approved by Mike Twitty, Republican for Pinellas County Property Appraiser.
It's a beautiful morning.
Hi, I'm Paul Allen, and I'm the host of Good Morning Clearwater. We are found right here on the Tan Talk Network, 1340 AM and 106.1 FM, Monday through Friday, 8 AM to 10 AM. We will concentrate on Pinellas County and focus on Clearwater and Clearwater Beach. Weather, traffic, local and national current events, sports, trivia contests, and plenty of giveaways. We want to show the world why Clearwater Beach was voted number one beach in America. Listen up every Monday through Friday, 8 AM to 10 AM to Good Morning Clearwater.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, we are back for the final segment here, Freedom Works. And by the way, if you can't hear us live, you can hear us by going to our website and taking a look at the top. And you can click on the big button up there because we podcast all of our shows, thanks to Big Ed. Just go to OurFreedomWorks.com, O-U-R, OurFreedomWorks.com, and click on that button, and away you go. And you can we put them there for you from the most recent program all the way back, OurFreedomWorks.com. I want to promote a documentary that is coming out. It's called The Plot Against the President. It's the incredible story of the Russian collusion hoax in documentary form. It's got a Hollywood taste and feel to it. Amanda Milius, whose father is the legendary writer and director John Milius, wrote it. She is an unabashed Trump supporter, but she shows all of the things that that went on, for the past several years to take down President Trump, the plot against the president. Also, wanted to mention that our friend who Amy Coney Barrett, who is going to hopefully, I guess, be confirmed tonight when the Senate votes, may indeed have as one of the first cases a case that might decide the presidential election with all of these states and their mail-in voting and whether or not they can continue to count votes after a certain period of time. I think that is going to be very, very interesting. Now, she could recuse herself. She could recuse herself if she felt uncomfortable with that, but I doubt very much, frankly, that she's going to do that. But courts at all levels have been deluged with cases relating to balloting in the run-up to this election day. So that will be very interesting. All right, I want to talk with Big Ed because our Tampa Bay sports teams are all doing well. We won the Stanley Cup in hockey. We are in the World Series in baseball. And we are now at, I think, if I heard right on the CBS, those guys that do the CBS show, the two of them both thought that the Buccaneers are the most complete team in the NFL. So let's start with the World Series. It was kind of a heartbreaker last night. I know that you feel that maybe the Dodgers can probably win this thing. I can see why you might feel that way.
Yeah, but what happened Saturday night with the comeback? Did you see that?
Oh, my goodness. Tell us about that one.
You know, they were at the bottom of the ninth, two outs, and the Rays were up, and Kevin Phillips, who doesn't get on board, you know, doesn't get a lot of bats, and he hits one, and there's two men on base, first and second. Kiermaier comes around and scores. And then Arozarena, he gets to third, and he falls down.
He rounds third, and he falls down.
Throw is at home, and the throw is wide, and he gets up, and he runs, and he tags home. And that was just enormous. That, to me, that moment ranks with Rondé Barber of the Bucks in the 2002 NFC Championship game, picking off Donovan Smith and running it back.
Who am I thinking of? Yeah, I know who you mean. Donovan
McNabb.
McNabb,
yes, he
right.
picks him off, and that puts the Bucks in the Super Bowl.
Right.
So that had even the series at 2-2 on Saturday night.
Yeah, in fact, this was the bottom of the ninth, and the Rays were down one run at that point, and it looked bleak.
Yeah.
But they were going back and forth, and
the whole night.
Game lasted like over 4 hours.
Yeah.
That was a long game. So last night they played. Now they went into the game, two games apiece. And what happened there? It looked like the Rays were just not able to. Their pitching looked a little weak.
Yeah, Tyler Glasnow wasn't sharp, but he only gave up, it was only 3-0.
That's the starting pitcher
for
the Rays.
Yeah, it was only 3-0, but
3-0 against the
Dodgers. Keep having men on base and not doing anything, you know? And Margot tries to steal home, and that did.
That was an interesting play.
Yeah,
one of the Rays guys actually tried to steal home. Reminds Jackie Robinson did it one time. They got a famous picture of Jackie Robinson, the black, and Roy Campanella, Yogi Berra trying to tag him. It was during the World Series also, but go ahead.
But, you know, questionable moves that we've questioned all year long. But listen, there's another game tomorrow night. They're off tonight.
Yes, they are.
And, you know, if they win on Monday night, then it's 3-3.
Yeah, right. It'll be exciting. Okay, finally, real quickly, the Bucks. They go to Las Vegas.
They're scary. The Bucks are scary.
The Bucks looked pretty good to me. It looks like. Go ahead.
Yeah, in years past, you know, when the game was close, it got close there. What was it, 24-21 or something close? In years past, somebody might throw an interception for a touchdown the other way, where you had Brady just piling up the points after that.
So Brady is no Jameis Winston, is what you're trying to say.
Yeah, he's just a surgeon. I mean, it just.
He makes it look easy.
It's nice to see.
Doesn't he? He makes it look easy to me.
It's nice to see correct moves, is what I want to say. You know, not stupid things, but correct things to do.
Okay.
The way it's supposed to be done.
Right. Exciting. All right, we're going to go to our top 10. Ed, you get over on the drums. We did on Friday the top 10 most hated states. It's determined by best life. The analysis looked at a number of factors to determine the rankings. They looked at U.S. Census Bureau statistics, population increases or decreases in 2018, the results of a Gallup poll, a whole bunch of things. But now we've got the top 10 most beloved states, most beloved states. So here we go. Number 10, Wyoming, the big sky country of Wyoming. I guess people like horses and cowboys, maybe. I don't know. There aren't that many people that live there. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. Maybe they just dream about what Wyoming looks like. Number 9, and I think this falls into the same deal, Montana.
Mm-hmm.
They're right next to each other, you know? Lots of cowboy.
Big sky country.
Big sky, right. Number 8. South Dakota. People like South Dakota.
In the area.
Yeah, you got Rapid City. You got the monument with all the presidents there chiseled out on the mm-hmm. mountain. Okay, number 7.
North Dakota?
No. Oregon.
Out west, okay.
Yeah, these are western. I must admit, these are western states.
Obviously, this has been updated since the little Antifa demonstrations out there.
I know, in Portland, right. Number 6. Colorado. You're one mm-hmm. of your states, so you like it.
Yep.
For all of the skiing and everything else. I'm not surprised by Colorado. Number 5. Arizona, yeah. Well, I understand that, too. Phoenix, Tucson, a lot of people moving there, especially from California. Number 4, Nevada. Now, I'm kind of surprised a little bit, maybe, because a lot of people think that Las Vegas is a bad place to be and mm-hmm. Sin City and all that kind of thing. But it's Nevada. Number 3, Washington State. I figure it might, maybe it's outside of Seattle these days.
Right? Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah. Number 2, Utah, where all the Mormons are.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Everything's heavily out west.
It's all out west. Wow. Actually, I'm just looking down the list here. Did we have any eastern states at all so far?
No.
Okay. So Utah's 2. So, Ed, I wonder, do you think possibly number 1 might be a non-Western state? What do you think?
I was going to go North Carolina if it's not out west.
And why would you pick North Carolina, may
I don't know, because in the recent polls, a lot of stuff's happening in North Carolina. People are moving there. They visit there, the mountains and stuff like
That's true. Why wouldn't you consider Florida, maybe? A lot of people don't like Florida.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact,
too hot.
As you remember, Florida was the 5th most disliked state, actually, so it wouldn't be on here. What about, I'm trying to think of another state. You had mentioned North Dakota. Do you think there's a chance?
I guess so. Possibly it's all been in that area anyway.
Okay. Roll the drum. And do you like potatoes?
Idaho?
Yeah.
Really? Well, that's in that area again.
People like potatoes. That must be the reason.
I don't think they're moving there for that.
No.
Once again, big sky, big area.
Big sky country. You ever been to Idaho?
No.
I haven't either, but it sounds like a nice, it's very Republican. Idaho really is. Yeah, it's huge. All right. My friends, that is it. We are going to be back tomorrow, Wednesday, Freedom Works, 10 to 11 a.m. Thank you so very much for being with us. Stay safe and bye for now. Let's shout, shake your body down to the ground. Let's dance, let's shout, shake your body down to the ground. Let's dance, let's shout, shake your body down to the ground.